Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is 2 o'clock Eastern Time, a special time today for the show to air on Wednesday, January 28th. I can't believe it's the end of January already. Super Bowl week, we will actually have a Super Bowl prediction, my annual Super Bowl prediction, coming up later on in the program. Also on today's show, we will have a strategy for your game, which we do every week, to help you play the game better. We will chat about last week's events. Also, we will talk about the Waste Management Tournament coming up in Phoenix alongside the Super Bowl location. I guess there'd be no better sporting place on earth this weekend to be in Phoenix, Arizona, and the suburbs of Scottsdale and Glendale. But let's first talk about some people in the game of golf. Tiger Woods making his initial 2015 visit to the tee box in an event. He is playing the Waste Management for the first time in 14 years. And Tiger does it with a replaced tooth. Who knows why it happened? He says a photographer hit him and knocked the tooth out. He looks pretty good to me. We'll see how he performs starting tomorrow. This will be very exciting. Also, Phil Mickelson, who almost every year plays in this event. Of course, he went to school right down the road at Arizona State. So this is a tournament very close to Phil's heart. He'll be in the event. Also, Robert Allenby is scheduled to play in the event, the first event that he will play in since the incident in Hawaii. I feel bad for Robert Allenby. I do not know exactly what happened. In fact, he doesn't even know. I don't know who does. He may have fallen down. He may have been beat up. A lot of different things could have happened. The one thing that is true for Robert Allenby is something serious happened. His credit card was pilfered. They've been using it to the tune of at least $25,000 so far. So I think something did happen to Robert Allenby. Now, how it happened and who perpetrated it, that's what the police are trying to figure out. And because Robert has blacked out his memory for about 2 or 2.5 hours, that late Friday night, early Saturday morning is a consequence to this. So we'll keep an eye on that story. The LPGA Tour kicks off in Ocala, Florida, horse country for Florida. Some beautiful golf courses there. First time ever that the LPGA has played in Ocala. I think it's fabulous. One of the things I'm looking for out of the 2015 golf season in particular is how things play out with the LPGA. We've got a lot of burgeoning superstars. We've got young, super talented young ladies who kind of need to validate who they are and get better and better and better each year. And we'll see how the newcomers perform. I find it interesting that Tiger's niece, Cheyenne Woods, is on the LPGA Tour. So we'll look for her to have an interesting year. A lot of media attention has always been placed on Cheyenne. And thus far in her golfing life, she has lived up to those expectations. So I look for her to actually have a really strong rookie year. Also, congratulations last week to Bill Haas, who won the Humana Challenge in conjunction with the Clinton Foundation. Great event. The former Bob Hope Classic, of course. Billy Haas, it's the second time he's won the event, and we all know his father, Jay, won the very same tournament in 1988. Miguel Angel Jimenez won the Mitsubishi Electric Champions Tour event on Hualalai, the resort. And as we mentioned last week, I didn't pick him to win, nor did I pick Bill Haas, but I did say that Jimenez would be one of the favorites to win a lot of golf tournaments on that tour. His game is solid. He's got a lot of excitement in his game. He's got a terrific short game, which is what you really need anywhere in golf, but especially on that tour. Beg your pardon. So now I want to talk a little more in depth about the Phoenix Tournament, the waste management event taking place at the TPC Scottsdale. It's a 132-man field, 36 non-Americans competing, so it's a worldwide event, 15 major champions, and there's a few groups I want to focus on. Carl Peterson will be playing with Sean Stephanie and James Hahn. I like that group. I'm not even sure why, but that group intrigues me. Phil Mickelson teeing off tomorrow morning at 7:57 with Hunter Mahan and Ricky Fowler. That's an interesting group. Sung Yul No with Zach Johnson and Ryan Moore also at 7:57 is a very interesting group. Matt Kuchar with Jason Duffner and Keegan Bradley. That's a terrific group. You can't go wrong watching them. I could pick the winner right out of that group if I wanted to. Matt Jones, Brant Snedeker, and Jonas Blixt. Another group, for some reason, has my attention, is the Jones, Snedeker, and Blixt group. Camilla Vijaygas with Martin Laird and Justin Leonard. Justin Leonard has played pretty well over his career on that golf course. Look for him to have a good week. Let's see, we've got Jordan Spieth playing with a guy named Tiger Woods, never heard of him, and Patrick Reed. The two young lions with the veteran lion. Wow, is that an interesting group at 12:07, beg your pardon, tomorrow. Stephen Bowditch, the Aussie who won a tournament last year, the Valero Texas Open, alongside David Toms and Stuart Sink. That also has my attention for some reason. And those are like the feature groups for me. I do like the Justin Thomas, Corey Renfrew, who is a fine young Canadian player, and Tony Finau. The Finau, Thomas, and Renfrew group, that's another interesting group. So we've got a great field in Phoenix, led, of course, by Tiger and Phil. My picks on that event coming up in just a couple of minutes, and also my Super Bowl picks. But now on, as I always do, to my strategy to help you play the game of golf better. And today, it's greenside bunkers. Okay, you've just missed the green, and you may be a little bit frustrated. You may even be mad. That's human. That's fine. It's okay, but you've got to get over it quickly. Remember, you're an athletic golfer. Athletes get over mistakes very quickly. You have a short memory, and we move on to the task at hand. And the task at hand is a problem for a lot of amateur golfers. It's a combination of fear and sometimes even a concession to failure. This is going to change right now and forever. First of all, you're going to set reasonable goals. The goal is to get the ball on the green. The goal is not to get the ball within 3 feet of the cup like a touring pro. We are not professionals, so our goals are not the same as the pro. As you gain confidence and proficiency out of the greenside bunker, you can become more aggressive in your goals. But for right now, you're going to get out of the bunker with proper technique and strategy. And here's how you do it. You play the ball up in your stance. This is one of the very few shots in golf that you actually want to hit behind the ball. You want to hit the sand, and the ball will fly out of the bunker via the propulsion of the sand, not the club hitting the ball. If the club hits the ball first, you're probably going to fly the green. Having the ball played up in your stance will aid in avoiding that situation from happening. Open the club face of your sand iron. Don't exaggerate this. I mean, don't do it to the point where you're uncomfortable. Don't try to be a pro. They can open up the club face so much it will drive you nuts. I'm not able to do it. You aren't either. We're not professionals. Dig your feet in the sand so you have a look behind the ball, not at the ball. Remember, you're actually hitting the sand, so focus your eyes on the sand that's behind the ball. Don't worry so much about taking a huge backswing. Don't take that huge backswing. The emphasis here is on the final third of your swing to ensure proper contact. Accelerate through the shot. Never, ever decelerate on a greenside bunker, or you may leave the ball in the bunker. Okay, your target is not to pin. Your target is a landing point on the green. So with this in mind, always think about that throughout your preparation. Focus on the landing point, not the pin. And the key to that is talk out loud. I've mentioned this all the way throughout every single strategy, virtually every strategy. You got to talk yourself through the process. It will become natural to you. And remember, you're a player coach. It is your privilege. Okay, excuse me, my Super Bowl prediction in a second, but my prediction for the waste management, I have Ryan Palmer, Ryan Moore, and Boo Weekly. That's Palmer, Moore, and Weekly. Those are my picks to win the Waste Management Phoenix Open. And my Super Bowl prediction, the Patriots 23, the Seahawks 22. Low scoring, close game. Thanks so much for being with me. You are the greatest fans in the world. My email is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bobgeismar.com. At any rate, I hope to see you next week. You can certainly email me. I get back to everybody within a day or two. Thanks so much. Enjoy the Phoenix Open, and we'll talk to you next week. Great golf, everybody. Bob Geismar saying thanks again for being with me. So long for now.